So, I really want to tell you about a recent experience I had, or set of experiences, I suppose. But basically, to set the scene. Well, actually, let's set this scene first, right? I'm on my bed, you know where I usually am, but I have come a couple times already, and I've got a toy inside me, and it's buzzing my clit as I talk about this. Fuck. Oh. And it feels good. But let me take you back to my memory of these experiences. The scene is, I have been dating a bit more recently, and looking for play partners and new experiences. So I joined a website, and a guy messaged me, and it was a very nice message. And anyway, we went back and forth and got on well and moved over to text and blah 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 blah. Anyway, basically, he doesn't live where I live, but he does come to work here every now and again, and he was going to be here between Christmas and New Year's for 4 nights. So we made a plan. We made a plan to meet, because he had an Airbnb, and I was very adamant that, like, oh, it'll just be for a drink, and then we'll see. And then we proceeded to literally just talk about all the ways in which we wanted to fuck each other and experiment. And yeah, I was interested in a lot of the things that I hadn't done before that he was interested in, or was like kind of his thing. This is all very abstract, but we'll get to it. Anyway, met him for a drink. We were there for like an hour, and then we were like, let's fucking go back. So we went back to the Airbnb. Gorgeous Airbnb, by the way. And I knew that he was bringing toys, but oh my god, the amount of toys. So I'm on my knees, looking into the suitcase, and being like, oh, look at this, what's this? When he grabs me and kisses me, finally, I was like, oh, am I going to have to do this? Because I will. But long story short, and we will get into the longer story, don't you worry, we ended up spending 3 nights together. As I was getting progressively more ill, but I was like enjoying myself too much, and he didn't care. So I was just like, yeah, let's go. But I'm a switch, as you know. Really enjoying my subby side, also, as you know. But, you know, looking to kind of work through to my dom side, or my top side, anyway. And he's very dominant. But we did also play with him switching, which was a joy. And we'll get to. There's so fucking much that we did together. So much newness for me. I'm going to try and bloody remember half of the things. But I'm pretty sure the first thing he did with me was edge me. Oh, fuck. I'm just moving the toy in and out now. Oof. It's going to be really hard to talk. Yeah, he edged me, and he had a very firm hand. He knew that my nipples were sensitive. He pulled me back into him, so my back was resting on his chest, and he was toying with my nipples, pinching them so much harder than I'm used to or really ever usually allow with the people that I'm like more familiar with. But his confidence, fuck. His confidence with what he wanted to do to me was one of the sexiest fucking things And it was so bold and it was so good. And then he had a wand. That was one of the toys. And he put it up so high. And he was teasing my pussy with it while he held on to my face and like angled it towards him. And just watched me. Watched me as I tried to deal with how he was making my pussy feel. Oh, I'm so bad at keeping my eyes open. I would open them every now and again and just see him smirking down at me. Oh, which I love because I love to be teased. And while this guy was way more sadistic than I'm used to, oh, and he really made me squirm for it. And every time I got close, I had to tell him. Oh, and he would make the gaps between him taking the toy off my pussy and me being closer coming shorter and shorter. God, I don't even know how long it was. That first night was maybe like 5 hours or something. No, maybe 4 hours. I don't know. I got home at like 3:30 or something stupid because we met really late. But eventually he moved down to between, like on his knees. I was on my back and I had my knees open. And he would finger me. Fuck, I think he even managed to fist me at one point. I'd already had a lot of activity that week, so I was like, oh no, ouch. But fuck, I can't believe he actually got his hand inside me. Finger me, fist me a little bit. And then, this is all still while edging me. He would slap me and choke me way harder than I'm used to. I did have to tell him to ease off a little bit, but I liked it. I did like it. I just needed to get used to it. Oh, God. And then he started fucking me. Just fucking me so hard, pounding into me so, so hard. Just watching me every single time I would open my eyes. He was just smirking down at me. And I would tell him that I was near to coming and he would pull out and put the wand on me. Oh God, he had me so desperate. Oh. And I'm not above begging, not at all. Oh, he just wanted me to break. And he did. He got me to break. He was laughing at me, telling me how fucking pathetic I was. And I didn't know I would be into that, but I was. Oh, I just love how he teased me and I love how he laughed at me. Fuck. I love how he laughed at me. Oh, and I have some feelings about that. Because letting a man laugh at me in my day-to-day life would make me so mad. But oh, I loved it. Eventually, finally, he let me come. And obviously I took a sheet with me because I'm not trying to ruin his fucking Airbnb. And I told him how much I squirt. You know how much I squirt. I don't think he believed me. People never fucking do. Until he saw just how much I squirted. Oh my God, it was properly like a fucking avalanche of just squirt. Like you could hear it like hit the sheet. All at once. And he was just running the vibe over my pussy, just making the most obscene sounds. I think he liked them as much as I did. He did that again the next night. Edged me even harder this time. And because I was feeling a bit more comfy with him, I was being a little bratty, because he's just so fucking confident and cocky. I think at one point he said something to me. He wanted me to repeat after him. I can't remember what it was. It was probably something about me being pathetic. And I just said no. And this man smacked me so fucking hard, so suddenly, on my pussy, right on my clit, that I yelped and snapped my leg shut. And just looked at him wide-eyed, like, what the fuck? But I was so into it at the same time. And I think he realized how much I wasn't expecting that. And he warned me, like, that's what's gonna happen. So I was like, okay. And I think I said it because I didn't know what to do. And then he continued to edge me. Oh God, I love how he would use the wand and then pound me and then use the wand and then pound me and then use the wand and then pound me. Oh my God. It was so good. And I know I said something bratty again. I can't remember what it was. And he started slapping me so hard on my pussy again. And this wasn't just one. It was... I can't do it as hard as him. I'm too scared. And he was slapping me for ages. And I was squirming around. And he was holding my legs down. And he told me to take it as much as I could until I hit red. As in stop. And so I did. I was moving around like crazy. And I don't know. I took it much longer than I thought. I really... really wanted to take it. I didn't want him to win, but I couldn't fucking take it in the end. So maybe after about 30 seconds, I gave in. And I did what he wanted, or told him what he wanted, and he laughed at me. Oh God. It makes me mad just thinking about it now, but it also turns me the fuck on. So pain's a thing for me, apparently. Oh, and he pulled my nipples so hard. He really made me yelp. He really made me yelp. But he also gave me a good idea of some of my limits. Later that night, he spanked me with a crop, I think it was. He tried to use, like, a... was it a whip? I don't know. Kind of like a whippy cane thing. Ugh. I lasted about 3 taps. I was like, nope, 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 nope. I can't do that. Maybe because I was ill as well. It was just difficult. Fuck. But he put, I was face down, my ass in the air. He came and put a gag in my mouth. I've never actually had a gag, but I really want one. It was a pink bone. Oh, and he called me a good puppy. I was like, oh, okay. Is that a thing for me? Maybe. I don't know. I think I may be a kitty, but... I was drooling and moaning into the duvet as he spanked me and then fucked me with a dildo. Hard, so hard. God, I love drooling like that. Oh, and I love being spanked. Oh, God. Fuck, I'm gonna come. I wanna come. And then I'm gonna tell you about when he switched. Oh, maybe that should be another audio. Because this is 15 minutes. Yeah, that can be another audio. I'm gonna come now. Let me turn this up. Oh, fuck. What have I done? There we go. Oh, you want to listen? Oh, while I think about getting degraded and smacked and fucked. Oh, God, I loved it. I fucking loved it. I fucking loved it. I want it again. I fucking hope he comes back soon. Oh my God. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh.